Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Vaping Podcast, right here, brought to you by WIRN 81.3. Where the clouds are frequent, thoughts are heard, and time is spent. The show features reviews, special guests, and, as of course, lots of clouds. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/chroniccowboy. And now for your one and only, the keeper of the night, the king of vapes, it's Chronic Cowboy. What's up, guys? It is Chronic Cowboy right here at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to another edition from the Insomniac Radio Network, WIRN, and the JGF organization. Shout out to all the guests out there. I know there's a few couple still coming in, and we only got 30 minutes due to me being broke as a joke, currently quitting my old job with no money, so that kind of adds up. But other than that, we're doing good. Back on Blog Talk Radio. Got some cool stuff coming up. Really, really cool stuff, actually. That we talked about this evening on this this episode of the Vaping Podcast. And once again, I'm Chronic Cowboy. And if you guys want to like this podcast, share it, promote it, and even get a chance to get a shout out here on the show, all you got to do is hashtag this podcast. That's hashtag Chronic Cowboy, hashtag WIRN, and hashtag JGF. So, like I said, it's great to be back, and we started this podcast because we feel that smoking is on the rise because of economy, stress, the government, everybody's work, sleep habits, not enough sleep, insomnia, all the stress, and so we want to do our part to try to eliminate one of those factors in our lives, and that's smoking. Smoking brings so much health issues to your body. I recently had an episode with my heart, and that really opened my eyes. So this is a choice I took, and I made a show out of it, and it's going to be my adventure and your adventure. And we can talk about our experiences, our feelings, and our different flavors and whatever we like about it, and really, really open up and bring people together that has had medical issues and switched to vaping or wants to quit smoking or has been a chronic smoker for years and vaping actually saved their lives and stuff like this. Or for my purpose, it's a recreational thing. I still like hookah. I've never actually smoked a cigarette in my life, but I like the flavors, and tobacco gives me too much of a head high, so that's an issue. So I don't like that, but I like the flavors, so this doesn't give me a tobacco high and make me feel all dizzy and yucky. So that's why I chose it. I just took the flavors, mix and match, get to experiment. It's really cool. So other than that, it's about health issues, really. Like I said, I had a scare, and I know people have had scares, and people are quitting and vaping for their own reasons, and that's what this podcast is about, to bring people together, see what their reasons are, see what they're doing, what they enjoy, what they don't enjoy, and hopefully get other companies and businesses into this this cause and this push for health, because it really is, to donate their, products and have us do some reviews on the show. I think that would be pretty good, pretty fun, And if you guys listening out there know of anything or anyone or anybody who has any giveaways like jewelry or handmade pictures or whatever it is, we know someone who's willing to donate and get their name or word out or business out live on the show, then this is a place for them. Have them email us at vapesandmusic@gmail.com. So, a special guest. Yep, he's not called in yet. So we'll keep that under the sheet for now. Speaking about sheets, our old friend Spookman, hopefully, is the guest out there. Shout out to the guest, 7863. Wow, my eyes are going really, really bad. That's crazy. Shout out to Pat Penn. How are you guys out there? But yeah, I was just listening to the Joe Rogan show on Ustream. And he brought up a very, very great point. Body modifications are on the uprise in popularity. So this is what's crazy about it. He, you know, he was talking about all the people with the earrings and the gauges in their ears, where they spread them out really big, and they look like you can like look through their ear, and the people that actually have them in their cheek, it's great. What's up, All About Town? How you doing? It's in their cheek, and you know, it's weird because you can actually see into their jaw. But Joe Rogan was talking about it can go as extreme as to now you can get implants of like different genetics from, you can get different implants like eagle feathers or different parts of animals' bodies. It's really weird. Hey, how you doing? And so, yeah, he really took it to extreme, and he was really joking about mixing and matching different types of species and having, like, wing feathers coming out of your, you know, your arms and stuff. So it was really cool. It really opened up my eyes, and it's actually pretty creepy. I don't like the pictures of the men with, like, the holes in their cheeks. Like, what is that for, honestly? It's disgusting. It's gross, and I don't think anybody wants to see it. Who's turned on by that? No one. I mean, if it's your thing, it's your thing. We here at the JGF organization and the Insomniac Radio Network, we support all types. Believe me. Trust me. It's happened. Spookman, how you doing? Shout out to you. And, you know, we support everyone here. We're non-biased. We do have our opinions, but we ourselves are non-biased. So yeah, that was here on the Joe Rogan Show. I was watching it on Ustream. A good show that I used to watch is actually Loveline. That was actually my first real show that I ever watched. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty crazy. So yeah. Big shout out to old school people out there who has listened to the, what is it called? The Loveline. Yeah. Anyway, guys, this is Vaping Podcast. I'm Chronic Cowboy, and shout out to everyone out there. Dude, I'm glad I'm back as well, dude, man. It's been a great, great experience out on the ranch and stuff like that. But, you know, really opened my eyes, gave me a great work ethic, and I left because of some things, but now I bring that work ethic here to the Insomniac Radio Network here, full-fledged, going strong as always. Yeah, we're here to annihilate, dominate, and educate. So that's what we're doing. So July is a big month coming up for us here in the Insomniac Radio Network. I had this thought, you know, we've never done anything for 4th of July. Okay, hold on. Sound check. How is my voice right now? I mean, I can't actually hear myself, so I really don't even know why I have my headphones on. By the way, funny story, during the move, I lost my headphones, which were Apple headphones, and they had, like, the really cool microphone built in, and they, like, fit right into your ear. Well, I'm using my daughter's Frozen Elsa and Anna toddler headphones that are pre-needed so kids can turn it up all the way and they don't hurt their ears. So thanks about the town, for the voice check. So yeah, that's what they are. I'll send a picture. Actually, I'm going to take a picture right now. Show you exactly what I'm wearing. So I'll post this here on the page. Just let me grab this. It's awkward angle. And there you go. Took a picture. It's going to be posted here after the show. Go to Chronic Cowboy on Facebook at facebook.com/Chronic Cowboy. Give that a like. And that picture will be posted there. Yeah, so coming up in July, I thought that we never had a special 4th of July episode. So I thought, what's cool? What does everybody have? What does everybody like? What's creative? What's fun? What is considered art? Okay. What is considered art? Shout out. Call me at, 516-418-5622. But here live on the show, tattoos. We're going to have a tattoo contest throughout the whole month of July. And hopefully, we will have some people from Mohawk Crew, from Spooky Empire. Shout out to Spooky Empire. Shout out to Mohawk Crew. Shout out to Tanner out there for supporting the Insomniac Radio Network. Hopefully, we'll have some stuff from him. He's willing to help us and put his name out there. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Welcome back. And we'll have tattoo contest all the way through the month of July. And the first month of July will be all dedicated to our service men and women, because that's what 4th of July is all about. It's not about drinking. It's not about partying. Not about grilling. Not about whatever. It's about families that are separated each and every day for months and months on end, and who even has sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Those families are broken up for months at a time, years at a time. And here we are drinking beer. You got to give it out to the men and women in the armed forces, in Afghanistan, in Kuwait, in Iraq, wherever they are throughout the country, on the ships, in the middle of the sea, on the bases, just chilling, whatever. You're still in service. You're still here protecting the United States. Are our core defense. You are the heroes. And that's what 4th of July and the month of July here on the Insomniac Radio Network is going to be all about. So let me give a big shout-out and praise to all our servicemen and women, veterans. If you are listening to the show, please, please call in. Number again, once is 516-418-5622. Right here on the Insomniac Radio Network. We're going to go short break, but right now it's Born Free by Kid Rock.
Don't survive. I was born free. I was
Rock, Born Free, right here, the Insomniac Radio Network, the Vaping Podcast. Shout out to All About Town and Spook Band, as well as Pat popping in and out here. And everyone listening to the archive version, we appreciate that. Give us a like there on Facebook at facebook.com/chronic cowboy or facebook.com/chronic cowboy for legalization. Don't forget this show is live every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Speaking of Kid Rock, Kid Rock is coming to here in Tampa July 14th, and I got four, not three, not two, not a singular one, but four tickets to see Kid Rock and Journey. No. Crap. What is it called? Anyway, I'll figure it out. But anyway, Kid Rock's coming to Tampa. I got this all mixed up. Try to hurry up. We've got 8 minutes left. I'd rather do Late Night Bite, actually. Paranormal show there on Blog Talk Radio that I used to do. So yeah, July 14th right here in Tampa, Florida Amphitheater. Kid Rock is coming with a special guest. I'll announce it later. If you guys want to get your voice in, get your heard, get your, just get in where you fit in right here at the Insomniac Radio Network, 516-418-5622. All you got to do is call in via your cell phone, Skype, whatever it may be. Get your voice heard right here on the Vaping Podcast. Don't forget, guys, we're still looking for representatives for the Insomniac Radio Network to promote our social networks, and your business gets free advertisement. If we have your product here on the show, test it, use it, and we'll talk about it. We'll drop your name, drop your websites, whatever it may be. We have over 72,000 listeners, and if you want more information about that, all you got to do, email us at vapesandmusic@gmail.com. That's vapesnmusic@gmail.com. But yeah, today in history, before we go, I got a little bit for you. June 15th is today. Got a little bit of in the history for you. In 1215, the Magna Carta, the Great Charter was declared. 1776, Delaware declares independence from Europe. That's pretty cool. That's when we became a state. Wow. Anyway, did you know Key West is their own state, technically? Ah, didn't know that, did you? No. 1986, Richard Petty, the famous NASCAR driver, the father of Kyle Petty, started his 1,000th NASCAR race in 1986. In 1863, almost a couple years later, centuries later, 1863, Lincoln calls for help because the Capitol was under attack by the Confederates. Yeah, go Dixie. The South will rise again, guys. 1846, the U.S.-Canadian border was established, and that was Today in History for June 15th right here, the Insomniac Radio Network. Big shout-out to R.L. Demery and All About Town, as well as Tickle Me Tory, Vicky Trees, Joey Giggles, Phil Murphy, everybody at the Insomniac Radio Network, everybody at the JGF Foundation, everybody here on Blog Talk Radio, and who's liked us on Instagram. By the way, you can like us on Instagram at Chronic Cowboy. There, emails at vapesandmusic@gmail.com. But yeah, guys, I don't know, man. I was watching Jerry Springer, and let me tell you, I forget how high and how funny these people must be on this show. It's crazy. I mean, how do you not realize sometimes that you're doing the things that you do? I mean, really, it's great. It's crazy. It's just, it's ridiculous. That is, to me, the epitome of kind of trailer park trash. I mean, I don't, hate to put that word out there, but it blows my mind every time I watch it. It's funny. I love it. And Jerry's final thoughts, I love those. Those are very, very, very inspiring. And I believe that he is somewhat of a counselor. On that show, in a sense. But, shout out to All About Town, the Manhattan Greeters. That's www.manhattangreeterswalkingtours.weebly.com. You can check that out. I'm sure it's in, New York, Manhattan. All you got to do is check that out. That's www.manhattangreeterswalkingtours.weebly.com. GreetersWalkingTour.Weebly.com. And Greeters is with a Z, guys. Don't forget that, okay? That's a very, very, very good one, okay? Anyway, so what we want to do here on the Vaping Podcast is really just get some guests here, get some, a little bit of vaping going, some clouds made, and some time spent here talking about the great healthiness of vaping, because it's really a great thing for your health. And like I said, I had an eye-opening experience here recently about a year ago with my heart. So that really opened my eyes. That's why I'm starting this podcast and bringing my journey. So All About Town says that they mention Chronic Cowboy, they get a discount. So, guys, if you go to this website, that's www.manhattangreeterswithaz.walkingtours.weebly.com, if you mention Chronic Cowboy there, they will get you a discount, okay? We got a minute left here on the Vaping Podcast for June 15th, 2015. Here on the Insomniac Radio Network. Want to give a big shout-out to everybody, like I said. The tattoo contest is coming up in July 1st through the month, first week of July will be dedicated to our men and women of the armed forces. To get in on that contest, all you got to do is hashtag on Instagram, Dior Tattoos, VP Tattoo. Or just send them directly to us right here with your name, your tattoo, where you got it, and your contact information to vapesandmusic@gmail.com. And we'll get that here on the show, and we'll have the winner announced to give you some free stuff. Yeah, I think that's what all about giveaways are for. True. Yeah, man, I feel great. It's great to be back here on the show, and I can't say it enough, guys. Thanks for listening, and you know, keep supporting me, keep sharing, keep liking, and always stay safe, be blessed, and don't do anything stupid that I wouldn't do. It's Chronic Cowboy. It's been a great show. I'm out. See ya. You're tuned in to the Vaping Podcast, right here, brought to you by WIRN 81.3, where the clouds are frequent, thoughts are heard, and time is spent. The show features reviews, special guests, and, as of course, lots of clouds. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/chronic cowboy. And now for your one and only, the keeper of the night, the king of vapes, it's Chronic Cowboy. All right, guys. See ya. Peace out.